Okay, guys, so in this one, I want to speak about why making noise is more important than having a great product. Now, by now you should know about this, but I think it's important that I hammer it home so you think like this. So because it's important that you engrave this in your brain. Super important, okay? Now, the thing here is that it is more important, at least at the start, sub 10K, sub 20K MRR, to make and invest more of your time in making noise, i.e. marketing, than working on the product. Because as you know, right, you can have the best product in the world, right? But if nobody knows about it, you're not going to make any money. On the other hand, you can have the shittiest product in the world, but if everybody knows about it, you're going to make a lot of money. An example, I don't know, meme crypto coins, right? All of them suck, but the ones that make the most noise, the most marketing, the most hype, always win, okay? Of course, because the product is very bad, it all ends up crashing to zero. Now, I'm not saying not to focus on the product. I'm simply saying sub 20K MRR, focus more on marketing than on product. Another reason why this is important is that by focusing more on making noise, even though you don't have a perfect product, a lot of people will start coming in to your product. A lot of them will start coming in, right? And those people will tell you, listen, this product sucks. Fix this, fix this, fix that, fix this. And you're going to start fixing all these things. Now, this won't happen, you won't know what to fix if people aren't coming in, right? So having and making more noise, making more marketing, focusing more on marketing than an actual product is what you want to do sub 20K MRR, okay? Because again, you're going to get a lot of people coming in and they'll tell you, listen, this sucks, fix it. And you'll then fix it, okay? But instead of spending so much time worrying about how this button looks like, if this feature isn't working perfectly, just ship the feature or have your developer ship it. Just do it, right? Focus more on making noise. Focus more on marketing because, again, your competitors might have a shittier product, but because they're making more noise, they're winning, right? It's all about making noise. And then when you have a lot of people coming in and all of them complaining and you'll notice that people are like unsubscribing and churning, then focus on the product, right? It is a balance, though the balance is skewed towards the side making noise. Now, if you're working alone, right, if this is a one-man band, if your SaaS is a one-man band, just you, so you do both marketing and coding, this shouldn't be hard, right? Focus more on marketing. Now, if you are a coder by design, if you're a developer, right, you will want to focus more on what you know how to do, which is coding. But try and neglect that, right? Make yourself work more on the marketing. So if you're putting out a clock when you wake up till you go to sleep and the hours you work, make sure you work more hours on the marketing than on the coding. Do this exercise, otherwise you're gonna lose. So actually do this exercise, because it's very important, okay? Now, if, again, you're a one-man band and you are a marketer by design and you are also coding, of course, make sure to focus more on marketing. But that's, I mean, most likely if you guys are doing that, if you guys are marketers and doing it alone, most likely because it's the thing you like to do and the thing you know how to do, you'll focus on it by default, okay? Now, if it are two people, okay, both one doing marketing and one doing the coding, doesn't really matter, right? Because one person's going to be fully focused on marketing, the other person's going to be fully focused on coding. So this is the ideal scenario, okay? But if you're just a solo founder, try to make this exercise. Try and make more working hours towards the marketing. Again, I cannot explain enough how important this is, because I see a ton of people failing because of this, because they move slow, right? They don't do enough marketing. They don't do enough noise. And because of that, not enough people come in, so they're not able to iterate the product faster. And in business, in SaaS, right, the person that iterates the faster, right, wins. Because again, you're iterating and you're improving your product based on customers' feedback. And you can only do that if people come in, right? And the more people come in, the faster you can iterate, the faster you improve your product, okay? Now again, of course, there needs to be some balance between the two, but focusing more on making noise is the single biggest important thing. So again, if you're alone in this, if you're a developer by design, and you count the hours of work in your day, make sure to at least allocate at least one or two more hours to marketing, right? And on this course, there's a bunch of like strategies and a bunch of like detailed step-by-step videos on how to do marketing. Go through those and implement them, okay? Now, by default, you're going to want to be focusing more on coding. You're going to think that it's more important to focus on coding because without a great product, nobody was going to stick around. True. It is true. Of course, you need to focus on the product, but focus more hours on making noise, okay? That's it. Thank you for watching, and make sure that you actually do this. I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.